A man defamed by whale oil blogger Cameron Slater has had the last laugh after purchasing the whale oil domain and taking over the website today. Businessman Matt Blomfield was the target of an online campaign that hit its peak when a masked gunman fired shots at his home in front of his children. Cameron Slater was ordered to pay Mr. Blomfield $70,000 for severe humiliation, loss of dignity and injury to feelings back in March. The protracted episode is recounted in Margie Thompson's recently published book Whale Oil, in which she warns New Zealanders about cyberbullying. Those logging onto the Whale Oil site today are redirected to a page displayed as an epilogue to Thompson's book and provides a link for those who want to purchase it. The new owner of Whale Oil, Matt Blomfield, says his main motivation is to remove the false claims and material on him and other people from the internet for good.
I've been contacted by literally hundreds of people who have had various issues with Cameron Slater and the Whale Oil website over the last 15 years. And I think to understand the rationale, I suppose you've got to realise the enormity of how many stories are on that website. And people from all walks of life who have in some way been damaged by the website. And a lot of those people I've developed personal relationships with, a lot of them are good people. And in order to fully close down the website and take it away so that it's going to be gone for good, by taking ownership of it, it means that I'm not chopping down the neighbour's trees, I'm chopping down trees on my own property. So it makes it a much easier process.
Right, and so you have taken over that website today. You've taken advantage of the fact that Cameron Slater is bankrupt. He's facing liquidators. He's running into his own problems there, and so I guess as it says on the website today, it's karma. Explain to us why this is more than just revenge and getting back at him. You're trying to set the record straight after a hugely damaging defamation.
I think you know, there's always an element of revenge in anything that you do. I mean, he caused a lot of harm to me and my family. But I think the rationale is explained by the number of people that he's damaged. I mean, he's one person. He's not as unwell as, you know, he would like people to think. He's still out there doing stuff. They've got their new website they're trying to push at the moment. And there's literally hundreds of people who he's caused harm. And you're talking about one against many. And I don't think it's hard to rationalise why you would want to see this shut down when there's so many people getting hurt. It's not an insignificant amount of damage he's done over the years.
What will you do with the site now? You've got an epilogue there and offering an opportunity for people to buy the book. What else will you do with the Whale Oil website?
I haven't decided that. I mean, the only thing I want to do with it right now is just get rid of the stories that are online. So that's first and foremost, and that'll largely be driven by when I've got time and money to make that happen. What happens to the site after I've done that? I mean, there might not be much left behind once we've pulled everything down. If someone wants it, they can come and talk to me and they can have it. But the main motive is just to get rid of what's out there.
That's Matt Blomfield there responding to our questions about him taking over the Whale Oil blog. He was awarded by the High Court over $70,000 after being defamed by Whale Oil blogger Cameron Slater earlier this year.